Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Hello?
Dr. Weber, it's Harry Weaver.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling me back, Harry.
No worries. Are you in Switzerland?
Yeah, we just arrived.
Ah, great. What can I help you with then, Dr. Weber?
Rachel is fine. The physio team sent me your scan. I think the knee looks good. So if you're happy with it...
I'm happy with it. I've been taking the anti-inflammatories.
Well, I'd rather you didn't do that. When have you been taking them?
In the morning.
Right, that's not ideal.
Aye, but it does help, you know, Dr. Weber.
Stop calling me Dr. Weber.
Why can't I take them?
Because if you take anti-inflammatories to hide the knee pain, then you don't detect it, which means I don't detect it, which means you go out on the pitch and wreck your knee even further.
Going out on the pitch? Christ, I should be so lucky.
You played in January.
Aye, against Chelsea. We just needed every defender we could muster. It was like bloody Dunkirk.
And when you bend it, there's no pain?
Nope.
Harry?
I'm serious. There's no pain at all, I promise. I'm bending it right now.
You say it helps in the morning.
Aye, just to bend the knee, like.
So, can you bend the knee without the anti-inflammatories?
Aye, just, you know, I've got a 2-year-old, and at my age, I need all the help I can get.
You're only 33.
Actually, I just turned 34, and I've got the knees of someone who's actually 54, so just don't put that in the report.
Don't worry. I don't tend to include the patient's diagnosis, just my own.
What? Just why are you doing the analysis now?
To see if you're okay to travel.
What?
What?
Travel where? Basel? Rachel.
I was under the impression you knew you'd been added to the matchday squad.
I'm in the matchday squad? Fucking get in!
Hey, you're in the squad, pending my approval.
Oh, Rachel, please, man, I'm begging you, I'll get down on my knees.
Your 54-year-old knees.
Rachel, please.
No more pills?
No more pills, promise.
After the flight, you come and see me straight away, and I'll assess you again.
Absolute deal.
And I'll know if you're lying.
Look, I promise I'll tell the truth, I promise.
Good.
What's going on? What's happened?
What do you mean?
Why am I suddenly in? Who's been cut?
That's not my place to say, really, Harry.
I'm hardly going to tell anyone, am I?
It's Kieran.
Oh, shit, man. Not his groin again.
It's not an injury, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Now, go and find Theo. He'll have your ticket.
Oh, bye, Rachel. You've made an old man very happy. Theo!
Hi, Harry, come in.
What fucking news, man?
Well done, mate. Pleased for you.
Centre mid, like the old days.
Indeed.
You all right?
Yeah, just a lot going on out in Switzerland is all.
What's happened?
Well, it's supposed to be the land of peace, but Ash would have been there for 24 hours and it's all out war from the sounds of it.
Oh, Kieran and Christian again.
Kieran and everybody.
Christ.
There's talk of Woody flying out.
Wow. Fucking hell, that is serious.
So, your ticket. Here you go. And you'll have a driver at the airport. He's going to take you to the hotel. Go straight to Rachel.
Aye, she told me that.
Then you need to go and see Howard. He might explain the situation further. Do not speak to Kieran about anything other than on-the-pitch stuff.
Roger that, Theo.
Don't speak to KFC either. Probably for the best.
Go! Golazo!
Flying high over Baku, Azerbaijan. Chelsea have won the Europa League again, just as they did 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah? How's he doing? What did his teacher say? Yeah, but he's allowed to practice, isn't he? What? That's fucking bollocks. Okay. He's 6 years old. Why the fuck is he banned from playing football? He loves it. Yeah, well, I'm going to have fucking words with that teacher when we're back. Fuck me, that's ridiculous.
It's the second leg of the Europa League round of 32, and Ashwood City are trailing 1-0 on aggregate to Swiss side Basel. The evening before the match, the players are gathered for dinner.
Fucking hell. Hey, how you doing?
So,
you landed in Switzerland yet?
Oh, great, great. Oh, yeah, don't worry about that.
Is that all, is it?
Oh, fucking hell. Is that the underwear I bought you?
Yeah.
Oh, can't believe you haven't sent me a pic yet.
No.
Can I sit here, K-Man?
Shit, look, I'll call you back in a bit, right? K-Man?
Yeah, K-Man.
Don't call me Kim. It makes me sound like a fucking ketamine dealer or some shit superhero.
Fine. I think this is like a buffet thing, by the way.
Is that how they do it in Switzerland, is it?
We're in France, mate.
We're what?
We're in France.
Basel is in Switzerland, mate.
Yeah, I know. That's Switzerland over there.
You're pointing out the fucking window.
Yeah. Basel is right on the border of France and Germany. Right now, we're in a restaurant that's in France.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's great, that.
Oh. Look at your maps on your phone. Pass it here.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, who's
just,
that?
Just the missus. She knows I'm lonely, like, when we go away. That.
Your wife's not black.
Oh, must be someone else, and probably like some local advert for girls or something, you know.
Right.
Don't go fucking saying anything, all right?
I wasn't, man. I wasn't.
Right, just fucking keep it that way, all right?
This is none of my business, right? It's just...
Kyle, don't start.
Don't call me Carl.
All right, K-Man.
We need a lot of focus tomorrow.
And what? I'm just going to meet up with her quick. It'll be like 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
I mean, 20. 20 minutes.
Look, Kieran, I don't want to start.
I can go longer than 20 minutes as well, you know.
I don't want to start something with you, but I'm serious, man. We lose this tomorrow, like, what the fuck is next?
I'll tell you what's next. Eric goes, off he fucks, see you later, sayonara, adios. Or as they say here in France, voyage privé.
Don't do that, man.
What? Don't do fucking what?
You're the captain. You're down in tools.
Yeah, I'm the captain, so don't take orders from fucking youth players.
You gonna stop playing for him?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. I'm supposed to be going to the fucking Euros, man.
Best of luck to you.
I ain't going if this competition goes. You think Gareth is going to call someone up who's in a fucking relegation battle?
Jack Grealish, Declan Rice, Ainsley Maitland-Niles.
I ain't as good as fucking Grealish, am I?
Putting yourself down there, man.
Kieran, please, man. Please, we can fucking beat Basel. You know we can.
Yeah, I do.
This is fucking bullshit.
Do you know what, Kyle? Go and fucking sit somewhere else, mate, right? I don't know why you came over here, just sticking your fucking nose in my business.
Whatever.
Yeah, go and sit with your mate Christian. Maybe he'll pass you a bit of salad or pass you the salt. He don't fucking pass any other time, does he? Fucking twat. Hey, it's me again.
Yeah.
Look, just text me the address of your hotel and I'll be...
Rummy!
Who the fuck are you? Are you the waiter?
William Van Ginkel. I signed in the summer. Undisclosed fee.
Yeah, well, I'm having an undisclosed conversation here, mate, so fuck off and sit somewhere else.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Snitch.
What?
You're a fucking snitch.
Am I?
I know you're a snitch. You told the gaffer I ain't playing for him anymore, and now Howard is telling me to do a different fucking warm-up.
Oh?
I'm warming up with fucking Chow Silver and William Van fucking Ginkle.
Who?
Exactly. You've made a very powerful enemy, young man.
You sound like Darth Vader or some shit.
Listen very carefully to me, right? We are going to lose tonight. Eric is going to get the sack, and whoever comes in next is going to play my way, and you won't be a part of it, son. All right? You can kiss your fucking Euros goodbye.
So what? You're doing a different warm-up. Big deal, mate. You'll play.
I'm warming up with subs. Explain that. Come on. Explain it to me, mate, because I'm stumped. I tell you in confidence that I'm trying to save this club by getting rid of that sack of shit, putting my fucking body on the line, and what's my reward? Eh?
I didn't snitch. Now just relax. They don't have anyone to replace you.
You better hope that's fucking true, mate.
Okay. Football. It's football time. Football o'clock. Right. This is the team sheet. It goes Emmanuel in goal with the glovies. A back four, Marcelo, Akin, Wim, Dario. In the midfield, Marco and Harry Weaver. Three ahead of that is KFC. On the right, Akufo is the 10. Then Park. Up the top is Willy.
Oi!
Who interrupt me? Who interrupt my team sheet?
I did.
You did. Captain Craptastic. What do you want, eh? If you have something to say, you speak to me personally. Or you write me a letter and put it in the post and I will spit on it.
Why am I not in the starting 11?
Why am I not managing Barcelona? Why don't I have abs like Cristiano Ronaldo? Why am I not fucking Cindy Crawford? These are the questions.
I am captain of this team.
And I am the manager. And this is my fucking sheet.
You fucking tipped him off. This kid's a fucking snitch.
What are you talking about, man? I didn't say shit. Fuck you. Sit down.
Don't fucking tell me what to do. Harry Weaver. Where the fuck is Harry Weaver?
Here, mate.
Mate? Don't fucking mate me.
Kieran, I've been training really well.
All right, great, yeah. Do you hear that, everyone? He's been training really well. Whatever keeps the arthritis at bay, mate. You've been pottering around the house as well, watching Inspector fucking Gorse or whatever his name is.
I'm 34.
Absolute joke. You're a centre-back. You're a fucking emergency centre-back at best.
I've been a midfielder my whole life, man.
Even during the Great Depression and the Second World War.
Stop! That is enough. I will not have the Great Depression discussed in my dressing rooms.
This club is beyond help, I swear. Good luck tonight, lads. You're gonna fucking need it.
Okay. Okay. We are 1-0 behind and the captain has just left the team. But is that a problem? Is it?
Yes.
Correct. It is a problem. But what do we do with problems?
Solve them?
No. We fuck the problems. That's what we do. If you don't like something, you hit it as hard as you can where it hurts. We will not be beaten in this competition, understand? We will not let Basel brush us aside. I am from the European mainland, you see, and while they may look fancy with their bangs, their watches, and a Roger Federer, the Swiss are actually goat-fucking mountain pussies. They have sex with Toblerones, with the chocolate and the nougat at the airports. Now let's drag them from their mountains, kick over their goats, smash their Toblerones, and say, we are Ashwood City fuckers! Right, let's go! Go, go!
It's actually another 20 minutes until kick-off.
Ah. Okay. Thank you, Howard. Then we shall wait here for 22 minutes.
Great.
The Swiss hate being late.
Fry breaks free from the midfield again, and Ashwood City on the back foot, reminiscent here of the winner in Kent just last week. Andy Amy with a crunching challenge, and the referee is going to give a free kick.
Ashwood
here
really need to keep tabs on these midfielders, and they're being outmatched in the middle of the park. Weaver hasn't got the legs. Nipic is standing off, and it's coming down to the centre-backs to break the lines and commit fouls. It's not good enough. It can't go on much longer, Peter.
Xhaka standing over the ball. Fry looking at it. Cabral looking at it. As the Ashwood City wall is being put in position by Emmanuel Riviere, the Frenchman.
It's an obvious thing to say this, I know, but Ashwood City haven't got a leader out there tonight. Basel should not be given this kind of freedom to roam around. A bit of organisation is required, urgently.
Well, there is Eric Van Schmidt patrolling the touchline, watching this free kick unfold. This is Cabral, and it's smashed off the crossbar, back into the area, cleared by Marcelo, the right back, and Ashwood City are able to breathe once again.
You know, they're just looking to get to half time and regroup.
Stop. Just look. I literally have no idea who she is, Danielle.
You actually think I believe you?
Danielle, I'm serious.
You're the worst fucking liar, Kieran.
I've got to go. Game's going to kick off.
You're not in the lineup. You think I'm stupid? You are a liar. You're lying about her. You're lying about the fucking starting lineup. Finn has got the game on in the fucking lounge, you div. I can see you're not starting.
All right. I'm sorry.
You're not. You're never sorry.
If I said I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
When you come back, we need to sort everything out. Everything.
I know.
He's getting to an age where he's asking questions about this kind of stuff, Kieran.
What do you mean?
Arguments! The fucking arguments and this atmosphere! You're lucky I keep him away from the papers as well.
Don't.
Is this story going to come out, this Swiss bitch who's kept you out the starting 11?
Oh, it's nothing to do with it. It's nothing to fucking do with it.
I don't care.
Something big is going on, right? You wouldn't even know.
Kieran, listen to me. Right now, your kids and football is all you have.
Danielle.
It's all you have. I suggest you make a fucking good effort in keeping hold of them. Otherwise, you're going to end up with what you started with.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I don't know if I can fix it.
You're a good dad, you're a good footballer, and you're shit at everything else. So go and speak to Eric. Fix it.
And we reach the hour mark here, and it's still 0-0, which is not great for the visitors.
They've done well just to stay in this, Pete, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. You know, Eric Van Schmidt clearly has a game plan, but it might be worth making a few changes, getting a bit of a fight, a bit of fire in the belly, a bit of danger off the bench, maybe.
Well, Broom is an option. He has reappeared this second half. Whatever had him out of the starting lineup may have been rectified, but he is here nonetheless.
You know, it's probably nothing that complicated. Probably just an illness, a bug, maybe some tightening of muscles at this point of the season.
Would you bring him on, Billy?
If he's 100% fit, he's got to play. If he ain't, he can't come on. The game is such a high tempo, and clearly some players are struggling with it out there.
Harry, come here. What is it?
It's fine. It's just tendon. I can't track Fry with Xhaka on me like that. It's fucking mental. Oh, Jesus.
Can I just try something?
Yeah.
Give me your leg.
What?
Give me your fucking leg. How's that feel? You're coming off.
Oh, Howard, please, man.
Your knee is as big as my fucking head, Harry. You're coming off. Eric!
What? What is wrong?
Harry's knee.
Holy fuck! It is blown up.
I'm sorry, Gaffer. I thought it was fine.
We need to put Kieran on.
How long left?
15 minutes.
Fuck! Fucking! Fuck! Kieran?
Yes, boss.
I hate you, you understand? I hate you. But get ready. I'm putting you on the pitch. But I hate you. Remember that.
Ezra scored.
and it's Broom carrying it forward. Surely this is the last roll of the dice for Ashwood City. Lays it off to Akufo. Akufo looking to test the Basel back line here.
He's got to go for him, got to go for him.
Akufo still penned in on the edge of the box, looking for the angle to shoot. White shirts of Ashwood City gathering in the area. Broom on the overlap. Akufo lays it to Broom, who has to score. Knocks it back to Akufo. Honours even. Ashwood City take it right to the final moment, right to the final second. And they've levelled up the tie. There is more to this Europa League story yet. Well, what a time to get your first goal for the club. What a place. What a move. This is why players of this calibre can change a game when you need it most. We're certainly heading to extra time. It's going to be a battle of willpower, a battle of attrition. And Rivière scoops up the stray pass, and we're surely facing the prospect of a penalty shootout, Billy.
For the last 5 minutes, it seems both sides have just surrendered. You know, to that certainty of penalties. Legs are gone, energy levels are being tested, cramp is settling in. It's going to be penalties to decide this one.
The referee has blown his whistle, and it would seem that we're going to penalties.
Do I have my takers?
We've got an order. We're going KFC, Kieran, Willie, M Park, and Christian.
Someone get Manu the sheet. We prepped the sheet from this week of where they put their pens. Where is it? We've got it.
Got it. Nice one, Kieran.
Right. Listen, lads. It's going to be a fucking long time before we get ourselves into European football again. So it's time to focus. Know where you're going to put it, all right? Know it now. Manu's told you their keeper don't give anything away, all right? So pick your spot now and don't change your mind. Got this far, all right? You should be fucking proud of yourselves. Honestly, no matter what happens, I'm the one who let us down tonight, all right? That's on me. I fucked up. So there's no pressure on any of you. Ignore this crowd, yeah? Ignore the fans at home. Right now, in this moment, there's just you and that fucking ball, right? Everyone, hands in. Hands in. I'm sorry I doubted us, lads. I'm sorry. Now let's go prove me wrong, make me look like a right twat. Hey,
come on, boys.
Come on. And it's Basel to take the first penalty. The responsibility lies with Valentin Stocker.
He's been great tonight, Peter. He's been absolutely great. And, of course, he scored a cracking goal that first leg, and then Ashwood City have returned the favour with perhaps an even later strike here in Switzerland.
Well, Riviera's got previous in this tournament, a penalty save at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome. Right at the beginning of the group stage. Not a bad stat to have on your CV. And this is Stocker. Clinical. Top corner.
Perfect pen. Absolutely perfect.
Well, you can see why they put him first.
You certainly can, Peter.
That'll get the nerves going for Ashwood City. And this is Kyle Francis Clark here. The 18-year-old. A lot of responsibility on his young shoulders, Billy.
You know, Peter, I used to say the penalty kicks was a young man's game. Until you miss your first, you've got nerves of steel. Maybe that's why Dan Smith has picked the youngster to go first.
This is Francis Clark. Stuttering run-up. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Straight down the middle.
Oh, you've got to do better than that. You've got to do better than that.
He looks distraught, the young Englishman, as he heads back to his teammates.
Broomy's gone straight to him.
An embrace from the club captain. A penalty that simply is not good enough.
Fuck, man. I'm sorry, Kieran. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't start, don't start. You've been sprinting for what, 2 hours? You're allowed a mistake, aren't you? It's fine. We got this, mate. It's fine.
Good luck, man.
Right, guess I'm up. Hey, KFC, chin up, mate, yeah? Long way to go yet.
And Fabian Frey steps up for Basel, Rivière dancing along the line. Forward, Fry smashes it down the middle. No stopping that one, Billy.
Holy moly, absolutely not. I wouldn't have wanted to get in the way of that one, Peter.
No messing around from Fry. And now it's Kieran Broom up next for Ashwood City, who trail 2-0 in the shootout. Here is Broom. A short run-up, and my word.
Well, well, anything you can do, Fabian Frey, I can do better.
I can do better, I can do harder, and I can do faster. He's absolutely blasted that. He's nearly ripped the net off.
Erik van Schmidt looks shocked with that one.
He'll probably think twice about leaving Broomy on the bench after seeing that. Crikey.
Certainly, Billy. Here is the Italian Raul Petretta, born in Germany.
just 22 years of age, a real utility player for the Swiss side. This is Petretta, in off the post. They say that's the perfect spot, Billy.
Yeah, and absolutely right when they say that. Riviere was at full stretch. He went the right way and he still couldn't get to it.
Fine work from the young Italian. And next in line for Ashwood City is top goal scorer, Willy Amadou.
Well, Van Schmeer will be thinking, I've got a safe bet in Amadou, you know, because he takes so many penalties. But when you actually dive deeper into his record, it's far from decent, Peter.
This is Willy Amadou. Oh, easy peasy. Easy peasy. Strokes the ball into the bottom right corner. Omlin didn't even move.
Brilliant technique back from the Cameroonian. Didn't really look fazed by the occasion in the slightest. Just knocked it in.
The miss from Francis Clark is the difference here at St. Jakob Park in Basel. As the Brazilian Arthur Mendonca Cabral steps forward for the hosts and places the ball on the spot. An accomplished forward even at the tender age of 21. Can he put this shootout beyond Ashwood City? This is Cabral. Wide. A lifeline. A lifeline has been thrown to Ashwood City in the form of a dreadful penalty from Cabral.
Shocker. Absolute shocker. These days you get a lot of players who want to do these silly dances and tuck the ball away softly. Cabral has done the absolute opposite of that. He's hit and hope, no placement, no accuracy. It's cost him. It's cost his side.
And look at those Ashwood City fans, Billy.
They probably can't believe how cold it is. And they probably can't believe that they're still in it.
Park Surreal approaches for the visitors. Suffered terribly from cramp in those final moments of the game.
He loves to cover the ground, this lad. He's a real dynamo up and down that left-hand side. I just worry, Peter, that those legs are going to be worn out.
Park Soo-il, the Korean, for Ashwood City.
Oh, and Omlin. Omlin has spilt the ball into his own net. A dreadful penalty. And any other day of the week, that's going to be saved. Omlin had hold of it, and he's just let it go straight under him. Disastrous. Reminds me of Taibbi. Do you remember Taibbi at United?
The Basel players look absolutely devastated.
They will be, Peter. That looked like a save, OK? That looked like they were going to be back in the driver's seat. Instead, it's now level.
It is indeed. And now it's Samuel Campo, a local boy from Basel, now a staple of the side, placing the ball on the spot. And what a moment this is for the young man. He stares down the Frenchman, Emmanuel Riviere. This is Campo. Saved! Tipped round the post.
What a save that is. What a reach Emmanuel Riviere has. I've always said it. He's 6'5" and he's got those long arms and he can just pluck the ball out of thin air.
Campo can't quite believe it. And I don't think Eric Van Schmidt can either. Look at him. And this is what it comes down to. The Ghanaian superstar, the record-breaking transfer, now has the chance to send his new club into the round of 16 of the Europa League.
Look at Jagger there.
Goodness me, Howard Jagger, the Ashwood City assistant, cannot even watch. Can he finish this, Billy?
You know, he's unpredictable, this lad. I think we both know that. And I tell you what, nobody can call what is going to happen next.
Let's find out. This is Christian Okoufo to win it for Ashwood City. He's done it. Driven into the roof of the net. Driven into the next round. Heartbreak for Basel. Jubilation for Ashwood City. They will not go quietly in this tournament.
Just when we thought they'd ran out of steam, this lad drags them back in it. And now he's put them into the next round. Absolutely incredible scenes, Peter.
£66 million of Ghanaian talent, of stardust, of brilliance. Ashwood have proved their critics wrong once again, and why most will point to the league form, there is no doubt that this has been a huge night for the club. Final score, FC Basel 0, Ashwood City 1, Ashwood City progress on penalties.
You fucking made me fish and he did. Oh, here he is. Here he fucking is. He's got it. Yeah, Inter. Against you, mate, he got two. Now the Kufos come to Ashwood. And he's going to score for you. Ale, ale, ale.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.